This is the Civitas Legislative Minute. Governor Beverly Perdue vetoed a bill which would have required state employees and retirees to pay a small part of their health insurance premiums. The state pays a premium for individual state workers. Those workers have to pay a premium, however, if their plan covers family members. The bill would have also transferred supervision of the state health plan to the state treasurer. There weren't enough votes in the House to override it. But the House Insurance Committee approved another bill, which uses the same language but adds one sentence. It reads, "In setting premium rates, the treasurer shall strive to maintain low premiums by finding savings in the operation of the plan." The treasurer, in other words, would have the authority to lower or eliminate premiums if she could find a way to pay for it. Retirees could be offered a premium-free plan, but it would have higher co-payments. The State Employees Association would support the bill, but the Association of Educators and Retiree Representatives would not. The House approved the substitute bill, but the governor hasn't indicated whether she would sign it. That's the Civitas Legislative Minute. I'm Matt Willoughby.